Lusseland, the town of Lusseland, was invited to participate in the Lusseland School's Remembrance Day service held November 10. Councillor Edie Gillis attended and laid a wreath to remember and acknowledge the courage and sacrifice of those who served this country to protect our freedoms and work towards peace. Lusseland Police Chief Nathaniel Ekstrand also attended the service. The Lusseland, Salvador Hall Board has planned a paint night party and fundraiser event for November 19 evening. At the hall, talented local artist, Jared Fisher will be leading us along another artistic journey. There will be many door prizes, silent auction and bar. All proceeds of the event will go towards future hall upgrades such as a much-needed new boiler system. The Lusseland Police Service has noticed an increase in property crimes. Sometime in late October, significant vandalism occurred out at Lusseland Fairgrounds. Two coolers had smashed in glass doors, the Smurf train was destroyed, as well as other damage. We ask that anyone who has information related to this incident, please contact the Lusseland Police Service at 306-372-4844. Donations are again being taken for the 2022 Memory Christmas Light Display. They are accepted at the Lusseland Delta Co-op. Donations of $5, in memory of a loved one, can be made, which will go towards the upkeep of the Lusseland Cemetery. This annual lighting display helps beautify downtown Lusseland and is a wonderful way to honor our friends and family who have passed during the Christmas season. The Lusseland Arena Committee is spearheading a Lusseland Memorial Arena Improvement Project. Over the next couple of years, they are hoping to upgrade the arena, which has some foundation issues that need to be repaired, and they would also like to see the development of some new dressing rooms and a heated waiting room. Minor hockey numbers are increasing, and they feel this will continue for the foreseeable future. They are looking to sell rink board advertising on a 5-year commitment, with proceeds going towards arena improvements. The print of the advertisement and installation will be included. For more information, please contact the Town of Lusseland at 306-372-4218. The Lusseland Development Committee will once again be hosting the annual Santa Day Show on December 10. A movie will be held at the Lusseland, Salvador Community Hall, preceded by a visit from Santa Claus, treat bags given out and a bonfire and wiener roast at the Lusseland Millennium Prairie Park. Hopefully, we will continue to get some snow and our toboggan hill will be in superb condition at the park so that all can enjoy some sledding, hot dogs and a hot chocolate. More details will be forthcoming later in the month. Most businesses also participate on Santa Day and run many in-store specials and have door prizes or draws. Stay tuned for more details. On October 18, we received a visit from Jimmy Pattison, who was out touring his Pattison Agriculture facilities. He always makes sure to stop by and pay a visit to his former hometown. He was accompanied by Pattison Ag President Doug Tibben, VP of Sales and Operations Mike Badowski and Mike Rush from the Jim Pattison Group. Thank you for dropping by for a visit to our town office and to chat about the current concerns and needs of our town.